So obviously Mother's Day is going to be very different this year for pretty much everyone, right? My mom right now, unfortunately, I've mentioned before that she has Crohn's disease and she's in the hospital in Nova Scotia, and it breaks my heart. I was literally kind of tearing up about it last night, thinking about the fact that nobody's allowed to go and visit her in the hospital. Not only can you not visit, you can't drop anything off. There's no deliveries, so I can't send her flowers. My sister can't go and bring her a meal. And so she's going to be in there on Mother's Day after years of working really, really hard as a single mother with sort of like, I guess, my big old face on Zoom on a video call. That's pretty much it. But I know I'm not the only one, obviously, right? It's going to look different in all families, including people whose moms are no longer with us, because grief changes and it evolves and it is changing in a way that is very difficult for a lot of people to articulate right now during this pandemic. So Mark, I know you lost your mom 20 years ago.
Yeah. And Mother's Day, of course, has been different for me for the last 20 years. I can't call my mom. I can't hug my mom. I wish I could tell her about all the things that remind me about her. I wish I could thank her for making me who I am today. My mother passed away when I was 27. She was 52. She was a lover of the arts, a lover of dance. She was a huge music fan. I saw my first concert with her when I was 9 years old. She was a foodie as well, and I still reflex to call her every single time we need help with a new food recipe that we're about to try out. My mother was all about culture, traditions, and placed ultimate importance in togetherness, togetherness of family. And I wish that she was able to witness my wedding, my family. I wish that she was able to meet my daughter, who was named after her. I wish she was able to hear my voice at this very moment. She'd be beaming with pride hearing me talk about her. But during the last 8 weeks, I thought about my mother more than I ever have, and I'm not sure why. I miss her way more. I can't put my finger on it, maybe because now is possibly the time that I need her the most. In a time when we're all looking for comfort, in a time when we're all looking for connection, we're all looking for love, someone to talk to, at a time when we're all looking to be closer to someone, my mother seems further away than ever. Maybe it's knowing that whenever we do return to normal and see our friends and see our family, there's still one person that I won't be able to hug and put my arms around. But I take comforts in my amazing memories of her radiant smile, her long-lasting laughs, her ultimate positivity, even when times were at their lowest, even when times were at their toughest. And today, more than ever, I think about a note that she once gave us just months before she left. We still have it up in our home. It's a picture of a huge, smiley, happy face. And it says, "Smile. There will be better days ahead. Mom, I miss you."